It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Avril Lavigne and Tyga broke up?
No.
I am shocked. No, I'm not.
Say it ain't so.
Oh, whoopty. I can't believe they lasted the couple months they did, quite honestly. It was the weirdest couple to begin with.
It was a couple months, wasn't it?
Ugh, it was not much. But she was essentially going through a divorce.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Her ex-husband, Maude's son, said he wants nothing to do with her. He's not interested in getting back together. So that's not going to happen, if you were wondering if there was like a rebound to go back to the marriage.
Nope.
But Tyga and Avril Lavigne officially done, but no hard feelings.
Man, I mean, good that there's no hard feelings, but I was hoping they'd last at least a year.
Why were they in a relationship? Why didn't they just say they were dating? You know what I mean? Like,
they're better off as friends.
How did it escalate so quickly?
Honestly, you know how it goes, and you probably fill it in a weird sunken place, and somebody steps into that role and feels
Tyga?
Certain.
Avril?
Tyga be putting the lime in the coconut. Boy, got game.
I don't understand it.
I don't know, obviously.
China and Kylie Jenner. That doesn't look like game to me. That looks like easy to me. Like, I don't know.
Oh, maybe he was going for easy. Maybe he thought Avril was easy. That is his game.
And maybe
his game
she
is
wasn't.
Easy.
Ooh. Ha! Look at how I turned the tables on that one. Who cares? They're
she
over.
She says see you later, boy, man. It's a wrap.
Happy first day of summer, everybody. It's here.
Yay!
Woo!
Summertime.
Woo-hoo!
Nah, for real. I'm literally thinking of the fact that it's going to be hot.
Today?
Hot.
I love it.
I'm watching the weather right now going, dang, it's going to be hot.
I love it. It's going to be a pool day for us. Happy first day of summer.
Nice.
That's
Very
how we
nice.
Feel about
pool
that.
Pool day.
Uh-huh. DZ and Allie. You like that? I moved the names.
No.
Allie and DZ, shut up.
No, that sounds weird.
103.7 Kiss FM. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about injuries.
Oh, man.
Injuries that you never let heal.
Why you got to put me out like that?
I mean, DZ, get your list ready because I know you have about 500 injuries. Oh, there it is. There it is. Did you hear that, everybody?
Got it.
He's got it. We're going to discuss injuries you never let heal next. 103.7 Kiss FM. DZ looked at the music this morning. He went, right there? Where'd this come from?
Right there, duh.
Surprise! Kiss FM. Here's Chingy. Chingy right there. First day of summer. We thought we'd give you something a little special today.
Who rolled their window down to that?
Everybody. And then they put it back up because it's hot. They wanted the air on. 103.7 Kiss FM. Ali and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios talking about injuries that you never let heal today because DZ seems to have a problem with this.
Man, yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Listen, so I'm realizing my body has just dang near started to give up on me. Now, I'm going to knock on wood because that's like a stretch, obviously, man.
You just turned 30. You're not 100. Why do 30-year-olds act like they're so old?
The extended warranty done called me and I accidentally answered the phone and then all of a sudden. But no, for real. So like my knee randomly will feel tight. And this is just one of many injuries that I got.
Yeah.
But my knee will randomly feel tight. And I've had instances happen where if I'm sitting with my leg in one position too long or it's all of a sudden bent for a little bit, my band, I don't know what it is. It feels like it'll just pop. And then it feels like my leg dislocates because that's my leg's hanging. I can't move it. I can't do it. It's got shocks and pains through my legs. It's happened a handful of times. And every time I'm like, for a few minutes, then I settle. I stop sweating. I get up after my leg pops back.
Yeah.
And then I put a brace on and keep going. Never gone to the doctor to go to check it out. When I was in high school, I've hurt my knee. When I was in college, I hurt my knee. In high school, I was told that I'd probably have to have surgery eventually, but I went,
And you didn't do it. And now your knee dangles.
They said it was.
And here you are.
They said it was very minor. A very minor tear that I probably didn't have to do anything about it. I was so young, it would heal on its own. I was like, oh, bet. You gonna say I'm a young, spry guy?
And then you didn't stop moving, and then it didn't heal.
You're right.
And then now you're playing flag football at 30, wondering why nothing's healing.
Why you gotta say it like that?
You're putting all this pressure on your body going, but I don't know why my injuries never heal. I don't know what's going on over here.
Is this a dude thing?
It must be because I'm having a real moment right now where out of nowhere, I'm actually appreciating how lucky and healthy I felt. Like, I know I went into 40 at the best shape of my life as when I had lost 150 pounds. Mm-hmm. And like I was like in the gym and I still am, but like I feel really good for my age when I hear stories. You are 14 years younger than me and your body is in worse shape than mine. That makes me actually not take my health for granted for one day. I'll forget about it tomorrow and eat Taco Bell and not go to the gym. But like,
is your back never stiff though?
No.
From, you know, because old injuries that you happen.
And I did tons of sports. That's why I can't believe, I mean, swimming's much easier on your body.
Yeah, swimming's great for
that
your body, actually.
That was my most intensive sport for 10 years. But like, I look at you and I look at other people our age who are have problems with all these limbs. And I'm like, you're too young to be in this much pain.
Because let me just run through the major list, right? The quote unquote major list.
Yes.
I got my knee.
Uh-huh.
My back.
My neck.
My back. My shoulder. You know,
my neck, my back.
My shoulder. So basically my neck.
Yeah.
And then at any given time, my stomach, which is like, that's just the injury because of the food you eat, right?
Your stomach is always upset.
That's right. That's an upset tummy, man. I'm just...
Well, that's a thing, though.
But no, as far as injuries go, I mean, I broke my hand, so randomly I'll feel that. I know.
Really?
I broke my hand in college, in football.
No, but I mean, why do you still feel it?
Because it was a boxer fracture. You see how that's just set like that?
Yeah.
My hand never completely healed, so you could feel my bone.
Who's
right there.
Who's your doctor?
I don't know.
Sheboygan?
No.
I'm just saying.
I went to a quote-unquote specialist.
Okay.
But yeah, like, you could literally see the difference in between my hands. Look at how weird that sits and how flat that sits. My right hand and my left hand.
When you broke your hand, they didn't fix it correctly. It didn't heal right.
And I sat like this for almost 2 months, two and a half months, with my hand in like this weird crinked back position so that it would set correctly.
And it didn't.
I guess not.
Unbelievable. Okay, we're going to talk about injuries that you never let heal. Are you like DZ and you are 100 years old? Like if you just listened to his injuries and you had to guess how old he was.
I'm 30 in dog years, y'all.
You really are. He's 300 in real life.
Stop it.
What is an injury that either you didn't let heal or you just hid? I mean, I don't have anything that didn't heal. I have some places where I got stitches where I don't feel anything because the nerves, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like in my fingers.
But you got stitches.
But
I got
stitches.
You got an injury fixed.
I broke my arm when I was a kid. That's been, I don't even barely remember it. I broke my foot as an adult when I was drunk in my 20s. My heel broke or I fell out of my heel.
Oh, man.
That's a true story. But like everything has like healed fine. Mm. I don't have I don't know. I don't want to jinx myself.
Did you knock on wood yet?
I don't have any wood.
Well, I think this is wood enough.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about your injuries you never let heal next. 414-533-1037. Is your body as bad as DZ? Are you 30 in dog years? Injuries you never let heal. All of a sudden, I feel so spry and young today. I'm going to take it in on the first day of summer.
You sitting there doing jumping jacks and burpees. You stretching. You bending your back. I'm like, all right, Allie, keep rubbing it in. Why don't you?
Just keep up, DZ. You can't keep up. Let's go.
I really can't.
I'm like the annoying aerobics instructor. Let's go. Woo! Everybody.
I ain't going to lie. I've been wearing flip-flops, so I don't got to bend down and put shoes on.
Stop.
Look at my feet.
You're wearing flip-flops.
Look at my feet.
I thought you were in flip-flops or slides because you just didn't want to wear regular shoes.
They are comfortable. It's been a health choice.
DZ can't bend over. Let's go straight to the phones this morning. Why don't we start with Amanda? How about her?
Hey.
In Racine this morning. Amanda, good morning. I panicked. I almost missed you.
I was trying something. I was trying something, man.
Did I get it?
You did. You got it twice, actually.
But he almost got in trouble. He almost got in trouble for not hitting you in time. I was like, what the hell?
Was it not in time?
Barely.
Baby was screaming too. Baby's like, woohoo!
Was it perfect timing then? Huh?
Even the baby's mad at you. Look at that. All right, Amanda, what's an injury you didn't let heal?
So a couple weeks ago, so first of all, I injure myself all the time, but a couple weeks ago, me and the baby and the dog were walking, and I was walking with the stroller, and I don't know, I'm just an idiot. So I was just walking on the sidewalk, and my shins, like, hit the stroller, so I have, like, bruises on my shins. I got scratches still that haven't healed.
Ow.
So you basically,
it still hurts.
You run into things that you don't need to run into on accident and give yourself bruises.
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time.
That's that injury prone. Erin does it all the time. She'll have a bruise from just nicking the fridge.
Yeah.
Ran into a cabinet and her leg was gashed, yep. Basically. I was like, dang, you might need stitches.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Y'all are funny.
Amanda.
Put a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah, rub some dirt in it.
Yeah, or just don't run into your stroller, woman.
Easier said than done. You know that.
Exactly.
Thanks for calling, Amanda.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Ashley is in West Allis this morning. Let's pull her up on 4. Good morning, Ashley. What's an injury you never let heal?
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. We talking injuries. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'd be better if we weren't hurt. Allie's not.
Well,
good thing I'm on the phone because I am actually a chiropractic technician, so I know all about injuries.
What?
And when I was in high school, I did bowling, and I hurt my arm. Mm. And if it wasn't for me seeing a chiropractor when I was little, like, it would have got so much worse.
For your arm?
And people don't realize how much even, like, the smallest injury can have an impact on your nervous system, your spine, all that stuff.
Sure.
So it is insane the amount of injuries that people come in and they kind of just, you know, play it off like, oh, it was just a fall. It was just, you know, I just bumped something wrong, but it could be a lot more.
Well,
interesting.
I know somebody, a friend of mine, slipped on ice, fell, and, like, dislocated their, like, pelvis. Mm-hmm. There's to some degree, yes, where it's like your hips are out of line. Mm-hmm. That's your body, yep, core, basically. That's your center. You're of gravity and body weight. Mm-hmm. It's a wrap after that.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
Oh, maybe same I need thing, to make an appointment with a chiropractor.
It's the same thing with your back. When people are in that much pain,
right,
what do? Your back is like party. I mean, that's how you stand. Ugh.
I've been laid out because my back is so bad. Literally not able to move, talk, walk. I'm like, oh, don't touch me.
Grandpa, go to the chiropractor.
I don't want.
And that's why I tell everyone, even with my chiropractor, we do free consultations, so it doesn't hurt.
You say, what now?
Yep.
Hey, text us that info.
It's a free consultation, doesn't hurt. Sounds like a ploy to me.
Sounds like a ploy, but hook, line, and sinker. Text me that info, Ashley. Appreciate you.
See you on the second date, and I'll pay. Thanks, Ashley.
Have a great day.
Have a good one, guys. Bye.
I got a Facebook message from Brianna who said, this kind of was making me laugh. I'm definitely DZ and feel 200. And Brianna's young like you.
See?
So, I know. You guys are crazy. Let's go to Ryan in Calabama this morning.
Where he? Oh, there it is.
You can tell everybody.
Who's the person?
Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, man.
We were getting hate texts like every day about you singing. I didn't tell you this because I didn't want to mess with your confidence, Ryan.
Somebody was big mad.
They stopped, though.
Let's go.
Tell them to stop singing. Hey, that's what I'm saying.
Haters gonna hate.
So he sings the song to taunt them.
Bye, Ryan. We'll talk to you later, man.
I love karaoke night. Come on now, let's go.
Ryan, what's an injury that you never let heal?
That would be my catcher's thumb.
Huh?
Catcher's thumb. Explain that to me, man.
What is that?
So catcher's thumb is when you overextend it or you bend it back so it touches your wrist and you pull all the ligaments in there.
Okay.
That sounds like it's an instant break. How does it, but it's not broken?
No, it's not. It just feels like a dislocation pretty much all the time.
Wow.
I've done it to both of my thumbs and I just haven't let them heal completely. So like it hurts the grip and when it gets to cold weather, it's arthritis and it's all this other stuff. It's just crazy.
Jeez. Okay, Grandpa.
It is what it is.
I'm going to put you guys all in a home together.
Is that? I think Ryan just helped me diagnose another injury I've never known about.
What?
I might have catcher's thumb.
You might.
I mean, think about it. My hands get bent back all the time. I can't bend my thumb back more than that before it gets painful. Mm-hmm. And it's been like this for maybe 5-6 years. It's a half inch.
I was a catcher when I was younger, so that's how I diagnosed that one.
Mm-hmm. I've never been a catcher, Ryan. Oh, God. Mm. Oh, God.
I have so many jokes going through my mind about being a catcher. I'm just going to stop and move it along right now. Ryan, thanks for calling.
Oh, got you, girl.
Bye, Ryan.
Later, man. My eyes are just wide. I'm like, oh, my Lord.
Just saying.
My
gosh. He walked into it, okay? Huh? I've been catching my whole life. I'm not catching anymore.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
He's going to try to solve it.
I'm going to try because we actually got a genuine problem today.
Oh, they're not usually genuine problems?
No, I guess that sounded terrible.
That sounded horrible. You're like, today's actually a real problem I care about.
But no, it's family. It's got to deal with family.
Oh,
and
got it.
I love the family drama, man. I guess not drama, but I like to try to help.
I was going to say, you relate to it.
I guess, yeah. You ain't wrong.
That's why it speaks to you. Because you understand.
We, and a lot of us do, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this one comes from Ellie, who wrote about cutting off her mother.
Yikes.
And said, my mother and I haven't always had the greatest relationship. Mm-hmm. She wasn't around much for me as a child and wasn't until later in life that we reconnected and our relationship improved. I love her dearly, but she has a tendency to interject herself freely without care. For the last 9 months or so, I've been seeing a guy and we've just decided to move in together. So we're looking for places. When I told my mom, she was completely against the idea and basically tried to persuade me against it. I asked her to stop, but she won't. So I'm planning on cutting off communication with her until she gets the point, which could be forever. What else would you do to get her to stop, Ellie?
Tell her you're doing it, whether she likes it or not.
I mean, but you know how pestering parents can be
mm-hmm.
when they literally just drag it on and on. And
I mean, no, because now I'm the mom. I remember as a kid, but now as a mom, I'm like, I'm going to be a part of it.
Now you're dragging on and on.
I tell my kids, you don't like me in your business? Too bad. Like, I'm the mom now, right? As a kid, we're like, leave me alone,
mom.
As a mom, I'm like,
I ain't leaving you alone. I ain't going to do that. I like to see you try.
Let's see what else.
Fight me.
I'm not leaving.
Throw them hands up. What's up?
Try me.
I hear. That's why I'm saying this one's kind of tough because I don't think cutting your mother off is a good idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that cutting off communication is a bad idea. And there's a difference between the two, right? Because one, it sounds like you cutting off your mom and you good with it being forever. She's going through certain traumas that involve her mm-hmm. and her childhood.
That's what I was
going
to say. If your mom wasn't around half the time, you already probably don't have respect for your mom mm-hmm. like you would a parent you grew up with, right?
Exactly.
Instead, you might not have as much respect because they weren't around. So.
You don't feel the need to listen to her going, this is a bad idea. Red flag. Because it's like, aren't you kind of a red flag?
Exactly.
Right.
When you live with your parents and like, let's say your parents don't abandon you, you want to please them and not disappoint them most of the time, right? Yeah. She has nothing to please because this mom wasn't around.
Right. And Ellie, what I think Ellie needs to do and what DZ would do in this mm-hmm. situation is you got to sit down, right? You have to look at your mother. You have to look at your parent. Then you have to have mm-hmm. a very adult conversation that's going to hurt because your parent was not mm-hmm. around. And that's exactly where I'm leaning on. You said it best.
You got to deal with that
part. You got to deal with that part first and explain to them that, hey, listen, I'm not trying to put nothing on you, but you don't get to decide a lot of aspects of my life for a very specific reason. Sucks to say, but you weren't around enough until later in life. You got to have basically an adult conversation to say, you're my parent, but you're also kind of a side parent. It's like a side mission. You're a peer. You get to give me your opinion. You don't get to give me your actual insight and tell me what to do now. You ain't my mama. I mean, you my mother, but you ain't my mama.
But you weren't around to be my mom.
That hurts. That hurts. Mm-hmm. And I know some people are cringing at me saying that, but that's the conversation you got to have first, because then she might lay off and get it. The fact that, okay, you know what? You're right. I got no say so.
How many people have biological kids they don't raise? This is not that strange. I mean, unfortunately, I'm not talking about giving them up to a healthy home for adoption. I'm talking about literally abandoning your
absent
kid
parents.
Like this. So this is, I think you're right. I think they have to work through that trauma of the mom not being around, or deuces, right?
Right. Like, right. I mean,
where are you going to go with that?
You just, because you want your mother in your life. Mm-hmm. Clearly, you guys have established some kind of relationship that you do love. You say you love your mother dearly, but that's not it. You just got to get her to butt out your life.
I have a very good friend whose mom was not around a lot of her life, who had drug issues, you know, all kinds of issues.
Dang.
And to this day, she'll be like, but she's still my mom.
Right.
Right. You know, so like, she may not have been around and I may have all these issues with her, but you still want to work through it.
Still my mom.
Most people want to work through it, you know, at
exactly.
the end of the day.
So that's why I say don't cut it off, because you do want to work through it and you do want your mother a part of your life, because now she is a part of your life for whatever reason she wasn't before. So that limits what she gets to decide. Now you're an adult.
Yeah.
Clearly you got a guy. Maybe he's the one. Maybe he's not. I don't know. But people live premaritally all the time. That does not matter. She can't tell you what to do. You got to help her understand that in a very weird but direct way. And that direct way is telling her, yo, you my mother, but you ain't my mama. I'm sorry you don't get to make those decisions for me.
She needs to set some boundaries.
Exactly.
All right. We're going to take your calls and your texts next. 414-533-1037. DZ says, you got to have the talk about your mom not being around.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you think Ellie should do? She can't get her mom to stop interfering in her life, especially her love life. She's been seeing a new guy, but her mom wasn't around as a kid. So where do we go from here?
Right.
Does she cut her off?
Like she wants to?
What do we do? We'll talk about it next.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right. So today on the show, Ellie wrote in. She wanted to know what she should do, DZ, because her mom really wasn't in her life as a kid. Now they've reconnected, and for the last 9 months, she's been seeing a new guy, wants to move in. The mom keeps giving her opinion. She wants to cut off communication. The mom's like overbearing. She's like, you weren't even around when I was a kid.
Mom's a meddler.
How do I get her to stop? You said, have a conversation about that childhood trauma.
You have to. It's tough, but you kind of have to, in my opinion. But that's just my say.
Well, Christina's in Milwaukee, and she actually can relate to this story. It's not her story, but she said she feels like she gets it. Christina!
Hey.
Good morning.
Sorry to put you on blast like that, but anyway, Christina said this is very similar to her life.
I could relate.
Yeah, so basically my parents got divorced. Like, it started when I was like 8 or 9, and then by the time I was like 12 or 13, it was finalized. And once it was finalized, my mom went MIA from that time all the way till I was like right before I turned 18, like not a call, nothing. And
I'm so sorry.
Then she came trying to say, oh, you can't go here, you can't be friends with them. At the time, of course, I was like a lot younger.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you where have you been?
Right. You can't tell me none.
And there must have been a part of you that wanted a mom secret. Like, you know, even though they're telling you what to do, is there any part of you that's like, oh, I enjoy someone telling me what to do?
We all need that figure.
I used to kind of, like, think I wanted a mom, but then I saw how my friends' moms all were. I'm like, I'm glad.
So, you know what? Maybe I'm good.
Well, because the overbearing is caring, but then, so they're doing it out of love, but it's annoying, right?
Yeah, and then once I started having kids, she started coming around more. But it was still like very fatty. And then it got to the point she was like very active for about like 3 years, and she just started trying to raise them like they were her own kids. And like I would tell them no, or I would put them on time them out, and she would go and like coddle them and like give them whatever, like not
trying
even
to recompense.
In a grandparent yep. way, like
yep, trying
would,
to recompense.
I'm like, no. Make me crazy. That would so it's like I'd be like, and then all the resentment comes out. So Christina's like, you weren't a parent to me, now you want to parent my kids?
Oh, but
like,
you want to raise mine, huh?
I would snap. It would be hard. No, so,
and I did. I snapped on her, and then like I had a conversation. I'm like, if you do this one more time and undermine like my parenting, my authority, like these are my children. You had your chance.
Christina, stand up for yourself. Yes, girl.
Tough, but standing strong.
Then she still kept on, and so I talked to her maybe like 3 times in the past like 2 or 3 years now.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay, so I'm limited sorry. Contact. So,
mm-hmm. That's got to be painful,
so
though.
I'm all for, like, if she can't respect the boundaries once you have the talk with her, cut her off.
Bet.
I have no regrets.
Bet. No, but Christina's saying talk, but then if it don't work, cut it.
I would say that with a lot of relationships. If you talk to people and set your boundaries and tell them what you do and don't want and they don't change, I would cut off most of those relationships, honestly. And call me, you know, insensitive.
Call me crazy.
Or crazy, but I would be like, okay, you're done.
I don't need this.
Why am I going to continue to have you in my life to cause me problems? I've set my boundaries. I've told you what I do and don't want, and you can't respect that. Bye.
I'm gone. Or you gone.
Exactly.
People say I cut people off too quick. No, I don't. Listen to me. I make sense right now, don't I? Don't I?
Yeah, I have no problem cutting people off either.
You do. Christina does too.
Okay. Thank you, Christina.
We appreciate your call. Have a good day.
It's good input.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Really that was great.
It was a good perspective because she's been through it. Amanda is in Maguanago this morning. Good morning, Amanda.
Hello, hello.
Morning. Good morning.
How are we doing today? So Ellie needs some help.
How are you?
Doing good. Try and get Ellie the right help that she needs. She's trying to cut her mother off. You know, everybody's got an opinion.
You're,
what's
redeeming,
yours?
You're redeeming yourself from yesterday, DZ.
Thank you.
I was so bad.
Completely.
So bad yesterday. Go on, Amanda, though. What do you think today?
So I completely agree with you. You have to set boundaries. You have to have that tough conversation and be an adult. I live this now. I don't have a relationship with my mom. Going back from childhood, my parents were really young when they had me. My mom moved, was putting me up for an adoption, and then my dad ended up finding out she was pregnant and moved to the same state that she was living in and ended up together and then divorced, whatever. Anyway, my mom never wanted me as a kid, so she made that perfectly clear, and she was in and out of my life throughout childhood. Once I had kids, she wanted to be a part of my life because she wanted to be the grandma.
Uh-huh.
At the time, she was actually in prison, and I had that tough conversation with her about how she never, she showed me exactly what I didn't want to be as a parent.
Oh,
she always said that she never taught me anything, and she was never there for me. And I said, well, you know what? Actually, you did. You taught me exactly what I don't want to be.
That's not a gut punch. That's a reality check. Hate to say it.
Exactly. And what I guess what I want to say is make sure that you're ready to have that tough conversation, because it could turn to be that she is not going to be a part of your life, and you have to be okay with that. My mom, you know, I lost my dad 3 years ago to cancer. When I found out my dad had cancer, I tried to have a decent relationship with my mom because that's my one parent that I have left.
Yeah.
But I have absolutely no relationship with her whatsoever, and I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're just trying to create
it. My kids are better off without it. I'm better off without it. And especially, you know, I drew the line when she started telling me that my kids are screwed up because of me, and, you know, I can't. Nobody's going to.
Because of me.
Oh, she's manipulative, too. Shocking. Shocking that she would have been a bad mom and manipulative and make you feel like crap and tell you be critical of your parenting and who you are when she wasn't even around. Screw her.
That's
now tough. I'm mad, Amanda.
That's tough. You better off, Amanda, for sure.
Her.
Obviously.
We're all so much better without her. Yeah. So.
Obviously. We appreciate your advice, Amanda, and thank you for sharing, too.
Thanks for redeeming yourself, DZ.
I got you.
Yesterday's advice was absolutely terrible.
It's about balance, Amanda. Come on. They can't all be gold.
She said your advice was terrible.
I'll try to do better.
Call back anytime, Amanda. That was great.
We appreciate you. Have a great day.
Bye.
Have a good day.
day.
Bye.
Hearing these stories about these absent moms is just heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel bad every time I was mean to my mom because my mom was not, am I a good mom? You know what I mean?
It's all too real. It's all too real for sure.
Wow, dude. Rebecca's in Kenosha. Let's go to her and see what she has to contribute to the conversation. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Hello. How are we doing today? What's your advice for Ellie?
The same thing as everybody else. Just set the boundaries, talk about your feelings, let her know what she can and cannot be involved in.
And if she still doesn't listen,
cut it.
See ya.
Right.
Unfortunately, that's the end result. She's got to know that.
This is so much easier said than done with any relationship in life, right?
Especially family.
Because relationships are work.
Siblings.
Regardless if it's parent, child, sibling, sibling, kid, husband, wife.
Love.
It's all work.
It's a nightmare. Like when it comes down to
it. It's not going to be roses all the time.
Exactly. So, expecting sunshines and rainbows. Sometimes you get a little sugar, honey. Iced tea.
Rebecca, thanks for holding and thanks for coming on and giving your advice.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You guys too.
Bye.
So there you go. So everybody says set boundaries with your mom that wasn't around and tell her you want to be in my life now. This is it. And if she doesn't listen, cut it. Happy first day of summer.
Y'all feel that warmth? Y'all feel that sunshine? Yeah, it's summer, baby.
It's going to be a good day. Yep. I tell you what.
Yeah.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. By the way, Am I the Jerk, which is next, is about a father missing the birth of his child and feeling like it was okay that he did that because he thinks his reason is valid. So
it sounds crazy, but hear him out.
Or whatever.
Or make your predetermined judgment.
DZ's going to say the guy's not a jerk.
No,
can you tell?
No, I'm not decided. I'm just saying we got to listen to everything before we up and decide.
All right, that's coming up next. I want to talk about where you're going, though. Where are you going? You're leaving town.
Where am I going? I'm leaving. No.
Where are you going?
We're going to a wedding. We're going. It's wedding season, fam.
Yeah, and you're 30 years old, so you are in that age group where everybody's getting married. I got married at 30. I felt like I was at weddings nonstop for like 5 years.
We've got 3 weddings this year.
Yeah. See? I haven't been to a wedding in forever, but my friend.
We've got 4 weddings this year. I think I'm in 1.5 of them.
I'm so rude. Like, you're like, we have 4 weddings. There's just supposed to be happy things, and I go, ugh.
And you're going to all of them?
That's $400 in presents. Like, I start going to them. Think about the math.
Why you gotta start doing math?
Think about the math.
No, I'm not. Nope. I'm ignoring everything that you just said just now.
Where are you going for the wedding?
Crazy. We're going to Denver.
Denver.
We're flying to Denver, y'all. Me and the wifey are taking a quick little turnaround trip. We're going to Denver to celebrate the nuptials of my friend Ray Mark. One of my guys from high school.
Okay.
And his girl Nicole, man. They're getting married. It's going to be the wedding's on Thursday, and we fly out. It's time to go. It's wedding season.
They moved from Gurnee to Denver?
They've moved around a few times, actually. They're travel nurses, or they are nurses.
Oh.
Did the travel thing.
Cool.
And then I believe they now have like locked in, settled contracts, jobs in the Denver area.
Yeah, I see. They're at that age where they want to get married and settle down. See?
Exactly. They just like built a house. So they're out there now. They're out there.
Are you taking the baby?
We're not.
No.
Nope. Only the one in tow. Woo! Only the one we can't leave behind.
Where's Sammy going?
Baby Sammy's going to be where staying with my mother, and going to be in Illinois and going to be taken care of. So he's going to be with my mom and Titi G, my little sister Angie. They're going to watch him. I'm sure he's going to get bopped around, probably go to Aaron families at some point.
How does your wife feel about being pregnant for this wedding weekend? Is she cool with it or annoyed? Tell the truth.
I don't. My wife likes being pregnant. You know what I'm saying?
Aaron,
she's a cute pregnant, man. Yeah. She likes being pregnant, and you know, we love the fact that our family is growing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be nice to not necessarily, one, have to fly pregnant, or two, have to be at a wedding pregnant. Come on.
That's the hard part. The flying, she's early enough, she'll be okay.
Right.
She's in the middle of her pregnancy.
Take precautions.
Right. Yes. But the being at the wedding, it's got to be tough.
Yeah.
Sober.
She's not a big drinker, though, so she's kind of, like, she's cool either way.
You're actually right.
At a wedding, who doesn't like to get a little something to drink, right? But she'll be good. She'll just make sure everybody else is properly hydrated. dehydrated, aka me.
Well, she needs something to take the edge off, and do you know what that's going to be?
Coffee.
Wedding cake.
Coffee and cake, baby.
Sit by the coffee. Wedding cake, Aaron. That's your take the edge off at the wedding, honey.
She's got her fingers crossed that they do a midnight snack, like, oh, please be pizza.
So I
please
called it.
Please be pizza.
The food is to take the edge off.
Yep. She's going to be sitting there with all the snacks, man, Good. And I'm going to make sure of it.
Well, I hope you guys have a great trip
to
Denver.
Appreciate it.
Can't wait to hear about the wedding when you get back.
I'm going to show you all the pictures.
You better, because I'll be summerfesting while you're in Denver. I'm summerfesting all weekend.
We'll trade pictures. You'll get my wedding pics. I want your Summerfest pics.
Say less.
Bet.
It's
Deal.
Happening.
Spit all shake.
Right. Spit on your own. Don't touch my hand. Okay, I don't know why. Where are we going to spit on our hand and shake? Ew.
Oh, you didn't spit on your hand for real?
Why would you do that,
Oops.
DZ? Coming up next, Am I the Jerk? Like I said, it involves a guy who missed the birth of his child, but wait till you hear why.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's next, Kiss FM.
You'll think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, he missed the birth of his child, and he wants to know if he's the jerk for skipping this huge moment.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he skip it? For a video game tournament, everybody.
No.
Get ready.
I still got to hear the story.
You know, you said you were going to defend the guy. Here we go.
No, I didn't.
All right, Matt wrote in. He wants to know if he's the jerk for skipping the birth of his child for a video game tournament. Hey, Allie and DZ. He said, I'm a professional gamer. That's where most of my household's income comes from. Mm. There's a tournament happening on a certain day, which I had been training for months. My wife knew how important it was, not only for me to boost my standing and fame, but also for us to increase our income.
Mm-hmm.
She's pregnant and is expected to deliver about 3 weeks after the video game tournament, but she told me to go and everything will be fine. So when the tournament finally happened, I was about to start semifinals, and if I make it to the finals, I'm going to make tens of thousands of dollars.
Ooh.
My wife calls me 20 minutes before the semifinals start, saying she's about to go into labor and needs me to come down.
Oh.
I told her I can't. She loses it on me. I have to leave and go do semifinals, so I hang up on her.
Dog.
Matt said, I play and I don't really concentrate well because of the situation, but I actually make it to the finals just barely. I go to finals, don't win, but I've greatly improved my standing.
And, I mean, probably still made a nice little chunk of change.
He said, my wife is absolutely furious at me, but I came back and started hanging out with her and the newborn boy. She calmed down a little, seems to be all right currently, but I've got nonstop grief from her parents and everyone else who love to insult me every time I see them. They say I'm undeserving of my wife and they want my wife to divorce me.
Dang. So the whole family's against you now, bro? Oh, man.
Am I the jerk for skipping the birth of my child for a video game tournament, Matt?
Is this your first one, Matt?
I don't know. Does it matter?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
You can't miss the second one. You gonna tell your second kid, sorry, I was at the birth of the first. No offense.
I was busy, my guy.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry. I was busy, baby girl. I couldn't be there. My bad.
So he's saying he had to go for money and income.
Right.
And she said go, but then once it came down to it, she was like, really? You're not coming home?
Arguably, he was at work, right? He was. He said this is the main source of their income. Mm-hmm. This is the bulk of how they survive. So in my point, this man was technically on the clock. He was working right now. Yes, it's video games, but yo, the video game market
choice,
has expanded.
It was a choice, and he made it.
And he made it with the support of his partner.
Mm.
He made it. She agreed.
Until she went into labor.
Well, and then all of a sudden went, no, you got to get here. As this man is holding the controller, as this man is literally already clocked into work, but we going to ask the manager? This isn't it's not a conventional job, so it doesn't have conventional outcomes. I'm kind of.
He could have left, and nobody would have looked at him crazy if he said, I'm having a baby.
She's about to
shoot a human out of her body, and you got to play a video game?
And more like slide.
Knock it off. Slide? Oh, really? It's that easy. Just slides out.
Just slide a human out, right?
Here we go. That's another argument for another day.
It ain't that hard. Come on.
Really?
No. You know I'm playing. I'm not trying to get shanked out here. But not for real. Matt's clearly trying to get shanked. Would I have stayed at the tournament? No. Do I understand why Matt stayed at the tournament? Yes. He's trying to provide.
Money.
He's trying to be there. Right. Unfortunately, no, money isn't the most important thing. But in this moment, if he has the opportunity with a new baby coming, those tens of thousands of dollars are going to be huge. I'm going to take the opposite side. I know most people are probably not going to do it like this, but you know me, I like to antagonize. Matt's not the jerk for skipping the childbirth.
Somebody texted and said, for a video game tournament?
For tens of thousands of dollars, you also missed that part.
They wrote, typical guy, I vote jerk. Then somebody else wrote, he's not a jerk, but a jerk for the way he handled the situation.
100%.
Somebody said, not a jerk, that's his job. And she wasn't supposed to deliver until 3 weeks after. And then somebody else texted in and said, he's totally a jerk. There's nothing more important than family. So the texts are all over the place.
What you're saying is we're split currently.
He's a jerk.
All right, so I might have some people on my side.
Can't miss the birth of your kid for money.
Yeah, I don't disagree with
that. No, you said jerk. You said not a jerk.
You said not a jerk. I can't skip the birth of my child for money. Matt definitely did, and he could.
Okay, let the record show. DZ would not make this decision personally, but he thinks Matt is not the jerk for getting money.
Thank you for clarifying.
You're welcome, jerk. No, you're the jerk for saying he's not the jerk. 414-533-1037. Oh, I see the phones are lit up. Keep the text coming as well to that number. We will take your calls and texts next. Is he the jerk for skipping the birth of his child for a video game tournament?
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Whoever texted in, what's she doing besides sitting on her butt eating candies? Go away. Am I the jerk today? Matt wrote in. He wants to know if he's the jerk for skipping the birth of his child for a video game tournament. Now, he says he'd make thousands of dollars. His wife said, go ahead and go.
It's their primary source of income.
But then she went into labor early, told him to come home. He didn't. He didn't win, though.
Could he have even made it to the childbirth? You know what I mean? We don't know how far he was, which is now getting into too many details, but I don't know.
You're trying to come up with excuses.
Hold my boy Matt down.
You are trying way too hard this morning. All right,
trying just enough, I'd say.
Let's go to Jessica in Sheboygan this morning. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Hello.
Is Matt a jerk for skipping the birth of his child to go to a video game tournament?
He is most definitely the jerk.
Dang it.
Ding, 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 ding.
And I have to say this, though. He's not the jerk because he went in the first place, because, like, that's no big deal. Like, you guys didn't know about it. Like, she told you to go. That's your moneymaker.
Right.
Whatever. Right. I understand. But you were a jerk when you ignored your wife, your partner in life, when you told her you're not coming to be there for the most special moment of your life.
Well, she called and said, I need you. That's the core of it. And he said, I can't.
I need to make this money.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And not to mention, like, what is he going to tell his child when his child is older? Like, what are you going to say? I'm sorry, money was more important than you are. Like, what?
I was at a video game tournament.
You know what?
No.
He's not thinking that far ahead. Do you know what I'm saying? He's not thinking about that moment.
Not at all. He's thinking of securing the bag for his family now. And that's it.
Like,
100%.
He wants to play video games. Let's be real. That's what he wants to do.
For money.
Right. Let's be real. He doesn't want to sit in a hospital room for a day. He wants to play video games.
Are you kidding me? He could bring whatever system he got to the hospital, and a lot of people do. This ain't even about that. Don't diminish this man's ability to play video games for money and provide for his family.
How do you know what Matt thinks? Now you're telling me that's not the case.
I'm going to have to. You speaking for her. I'm speaking for Matt.
Look, I'm with Jessica. Matt's a jerk for missing the child.
For sure.
The birth of his child.
Jessica,
you know
we appreciate your vote.
Definitely.
All right.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Judy is in Kenosha. This is actually day two for her getting through on the phones.
Ooh, hey, Judy. Good morning. Happy day two.
Good morning.
Okay. Is Matt the jerk for skipping the birth of his child for a video game tournament?
Hard thing. I just feel like can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Okay, good, good. So I feel like so many people underestimate what's going on in this day and age, and this gaming has become such a big job, I guess.
It's a huge industry.
It's a thing.
People
are
going to college playing video games, scholarships.
I'm going to tell you what, you get in this relationship with somebody who's a gamer, and you've tied into this at a drop of a hat.
Oh,
there ain't nothing going on but that gaming.
It's like an athlete.
And that's your income.
Is she going not a jerk?
I know you hear it.
Oh, hell no.
Sad, but you know what? And that's the same with a husband who's in construction, or that's the same as a partner who's a police officer. You can't just drop it. Because
partner in the military.
Okay. Your source of income.
Judy, right. What if that was a different medical emergency? Well, what should he come home then, or should he stay and
you
play video
what?
Games? What if
my
something else happened?
And I will tell you this, you have a backup plan, a backup person. When you have somebody who's into the industry
facts.
Of this drop and go type of situation,
hell
we
no.
plan ahead.
Nah, no.
I call
no.
you
I'm sorry,
and I Judy, call you to say we're having a baby, come home. Period.
Judy's dropping facts.
You know
it's
what?
A job, G. Look, okay, so no. say now Judy, let me come to your aid. Not ooh. That you need it because you're
go
out here
ahead.
Dropping knowledge, but an athlete, you're traveling, you're constantly with the team. How many people in different professional settings have missed the childbirth because
yeah.
they're across the country or in the military?
I don't know.
You're in a whole nother part of the world.
I
you can't
know.
Just come
you
home.
Know. Okay, there's
and
people.
Also,
yes.
did they not have this conversation previous that this was going to happen?
Yeah, buddy. That part,
so,
Judy.
Well, they thought that he could go because it was early enough. Somebody texted in and said, I mean, he said he hung up on her. Jerk!
Yeah, that was bogus. Okay,
come
that was
that,
bogus.
That is a jerk. Yes,
Judy,
kind of an app.
We can't argue that.
She was on that end.
Listen, Judy, you
the delivery of it was bad, but you know, your agreement upon this is what you guys agreed upon. You're in this relationship with a person that's got this kind of this job in the industry. It goes like any other. You just
it's
got
an understanding.
Judy,
that
somebody
right,
texted
that's
in.
Right.
This is our day in life, you guys. This is what we have to
boom.
Deal with. We
boom. Judy said not the jerk.
DZ,
Judy
stop
said
agreeing
not the
with
jerk.
People when the wind flies your way. You're switching
nope.
sides all over the place
how?
Today.
I'm sticking to it.
He said, I would never do that, but he's not a jerk. Well, then he is a jerk.
I'm sticking to my guns. I wouldn't do it, but he's not the jerk for doing it. I'm just saying. It is what it is.
Somebody said, what if he won? Would she feel different? And somebody else said, what if
yeah.
something happened to her or the child during childbirth? Would he care then? Would he have wished he showed
well,
up then?
That's a lot of what ifs, y'all.
He doesn't care. A
whole
cares
bunch of what ifs.
Oh,
but now, Judy,
man.
We appreciate you. You said not the jerk. We're
yeah.
split right now.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
All right. You all as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Lisa's in West Dallas. She's going to be our tiebreaker, and she's back. She's got her own theme song. She had surgery. She's been gone for like 2 months.
What?
But she's back.
Oh.
She's able to call in today. Lisa!
Good morning, guys!
Hey, how we doing?
Oh, I'm driving across the state for work because I travel for work, and I have a good point about people talking about people that travel for their career.
Oh.
Hey, talk
I
to
work
us.
I work in three different states. I am a career woman. In my household, mm-hmm. my husband is the wife most of the time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say this. How many more gaming tournaments is this man going to have the opportunity to play in compared to how many more children his wife is going to bear?
Mm.
Well, and somebody else texted in, how disrespectful to compare a video game tournament to the police or military?
What? It's a career. It's a job. You can compare anything
God.
You want. Sue
the
me.
Military,
be mad.
You're in a different country. You're stuck. Like, a video game, you can leave.
Me being a career woman, yeah. knowing how it is to travel and be gone like half the time,
yeah.
he is absolutely a jerk from beginning to finish
oof.
On that. Hanging up on her, all of it. Complete jerk.
Oof.
Mm-hmm.
How do you disagree with somebody that travels for work constantly saying you're the jerk?
Oh, look who's flung with the wind again. Now he's back
oh,
to
no.
our side. DZ, pick a lane today.
No. I'm stuck in mine.
He was dancing with the last
I
one.
Said,
now he's like, yeah, right, Lisa.
Because I'm agreeing with points now, I'm blowing with the wind. What's wrong? No. I said what I said. I still said not the jerk.
I don't know what side you're on anymore.
I'm on the side of justice.
Shut up.
My boy Matt didn't go. He didn't go to watch his childbirth. It is what it is.
So rude.
He will be playing in more tournaments than children she has, and yeah. that he is a jerk.
Dang.
Damn. All right. So Lisa says jerk.
Yep.
So that's two jerks, one not a jerk. Four, is Matt the jerk for missing the birth of his child because of a video game tournament?
Terrible.
So ridiculous when you say it out loud, okay?
Lisa, we appreciate you
okay.
Making sure we have this rounded out today. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Somebody said, so Tom Brady should leave the Super Bowl mid-game for a childbirth? Gamers or athletes? Oh, good Lord.
Hey, listen, I'm wishy-washy, so I'm just done talking.
Mila said that not a jerk. She's so triggered by the booty head. Mila, you're wrong. You and DZ can fight about this together. All right. Coming up next, we have to talk about what we did last night. DZ and I had something happen last night. And in 1 week, there is something very big happening with DZ and Allie.
I'm nervous.
And I'm nervous. I don't get nervous. I'm freaking out about this. We'll tell you what's happening next week. Oh, God. We're in trouble.
Yeah.
It's actually open to the public. I don't know if I should have said that out loud.
Why'd you say that so loud?
I'll tell you next. I don't know what we got ourselves into. This is trouble, dude.
I blame you.
I didn't sign us up for this.
No, I blame you.
Why are you blaming me?
Because I don't want to blame myself. And that's the only other person to blame.
If you can believe it, everybody, DZ and I have been taking an improv class for the past 8 weeks. Look at us.
It feels like one time has flown, but at the same time, it's like, dang, it already has been 8 weeks.
Like when we started this at the beginning of May on Tuesday nights, we go to improv class and they said, this is an 8 week class. Every Tuesday night, we go to Comedy Sports right down on Water Street, right by Olydia's.
Yep. Yep. Big ups to Comedy Sports.
Right by Central Park. We were there last night. We could hear dogs barking.
I was like, I hear dogs. I'm not tripping.
I said, DZ, we're next to Central Park. Hold on.
Is that the other improv class?
No. But it is officially, last night was week 7, and then next Tuesday will be week 8, and we are performing.
It was our second to last class, so it was a big class.
It was our rehearsal.
It was our dress rehearsal class.
We rehearsed for our show next week. I'm so nervous.
Why did we, I felt like everybody in the room was nervous. I don't know what it was, but like yesterday, not putting nobody on the spot, because I was also a part of this, nobody wanted to go first. Mm-mm. You know what I mean?
I went first. I was one of the only ones.
Mm-hmm.
But even I didn't want to go first.
Exactly.
But you know why I went first? I can tell you why. Because so we've been doing this for 8 weeks. We've learned everything we need for our show. The show will be next Tuesday. And at the rehearsal last night, I didn't want to go first because I was nervous.
Yes.
But I wanted to go first because I was nervous about the games.
Huh.
And I wanted to keep practicing.
Ah.
I didn't feel ready to go on stage next week. So I jumped up first because I felt like I need practice. Like we need to do more of these games before I can get on stage and act like I know what I'm doing. Because these are they're improv games that we perform on stage.
These are games that the pros play.
Yeah, and anybody can come to our show. It's free. I don't know why I'm telling people that because I'm
I don't know why you're telling people that either.
Every time I invite people, I regret it later and I go, no!
Hey, you should come to our free improv show next week. Yeah.
Oh, God,
no. Why do you keep saying it so loud?
I don't know.
Because I'm mad anxious about it. Gee, yesterday I felt like we were about to perform right then and there. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was about it, but my hands were sweatier than normal. My hyperhidrosis was hyperactive.
Well, and it's kid friendly. It's family friendly.
Yes.
So I'm bringing the boys. I told Owen and Hudson, I said, every Tuesday night I've been gone for 8 weeks, you finally get to come see what I've been doing. And they're like,
check out mommy's hard work.
And Hudson's like, are you nervous? I go, yes.
Starts bawling. Yeah,
I'm scared.
I need a hug.
I don't want to do an improv performance. I'm scared.
Can we just do another class?
Seriously. I will say, I love how challenging it's been.
Yes.
Because I've been doing this for 25 years, being on the radio. Mm-hmm. We could do this with our eyes closed. Mm-hmm. Like, doing improv is something new that's hard. And I don't get challenged a lot in that space, right? So creatively.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed being challenged in that. That was new and something different.
Especially in a realm adjoined to our careers, you know, because we talk all the time.
Yeah.
But it's not like we're sitting here improvising conversations.
No.
You know, we're to some degree, to many degrees, structured.
Mm-hmm.
Improv is like the structure without having an actual structure, and you create it as you go. Mm-hmm. So you got to be able to think on the fly, man.
Yeah.
And as good as we are with that in this realm, being on stage is a whole nother ball game, dog.
Wow.
My heart was pumping last night, for real.
Do you think
real.
We're ready?
I'm not. I don't feel ready, straight up.
You're ready.
Keeping it a buck, I don't feel ready.
You're ready.
I don't feel funny. I don't feel confident.
Well, you're not.
I don't know
no,
what
I'm
it
kidding.
Looks like. Dang.
I'm teasing.
Wow.
I'm teasing. We're funny, kind of, sometimes.
Ish.
Everybody in that class is funny in their own way.
My mom thinks I'm funny.
You are, I mean, especially your mom. And there are certain people in the class I cannot do scenes with because they make me laugh so hard. Like, there are people I could not work with because they're too funny.
And I'll start laughing instantly.
Yeah. So next week, the show is at 7:30 and it's free. Oh, God, did I say that out loud?
And it's at Comedy Sports.
On Water Street. It's free.
Next Tuesday.
Family friendly, but listen.
All ages.
All ages. Anyone can come. But
200 people.
Oh, God. Wow. First come, first serve, though.
It is. Guaranteed.
So if you come and you can't get a seat, I'm sorry.
We apologize.
The door's open at 6.
But don't feel forced. If you got other stuff going on, you know what
you mean?
Like if you got to work or if you just want to relax.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Don't put it on your calendar
like that.
You don't need to put it on your calendar like that.
No, please don't. You know what? It's not next Tuesday. It's not happening at all.
We don't talk about improv.
But
I'll see
you next Tuesday. Oh, whoa.
I am excited for it, but I am a nervous wreck about it. I'm just not showing it. For whatever reason, I'm like, it's not manifesting outwardly. Internally, though, I'm freaking out.
That's what we do. This is what we do. We don't let them see us sweat, DZ. But we're going to be sweating like crazy.
I'm sweating hard. I'm sweating hard. I got to change my socks.
Okay, next Tuesday, DZ and I will wrap up our show. And not this show.
Not this show. We're going strong on this side.
The improv.
We wrap up our class with our showcase, if you will.
Yeah. So there you go. Next Tuesday, come if you want. But in fact, please don't. Because we're embarrassed.
If you're busy, it's okay.
We're fine with that. Go big pimping or something, you know? Do your thing. Somebody said, oh, I have video games that night. No, you didn't.
See, can't make it.
No, you didn't.
Hi. Yo, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I almost missed the breakup. It happened so quick. Avril Lavigne and Tyga have already broken up, everybody. I know, the shock and awe. You couldn't believe it. You actually thought this made sense. I never understood this weird couple, man.
Awkward likes awkward. Strange likes strange. And unique likes unique. And they're both pretty unique in their own regard.
Well, 3 months of dating isn't much, so now it's even more embarrassing. But she was like coming off a marriage from Maude's son.
Fresh divorce.
And he said he doesn't want her back. Somebody asked him, like, would you consider now getting back together now that she's her and Tyga? Because it sounded like he got blindsided by the Tiger romance.
Yep.
And they're like, would you want her back? He's like, no, I'm good.
He said, who?
My ex-wife? No.
What?
I'm good.
Thank you.
I'm very good. So I guess the romance ran its course, but Tyga and Avril Lavigne, strange, the picture of them kissing.
The rebound fizzled out.
Back in March is just the weirdest of weird. Weird.
They looked weird together, but they were kind of cute. It was like a cute weird. No.
Strange, because we know them too well. Like, if they were strangers and they came together, maybe. But, like, as knowing them separately, they make... He was, like... Ugh, no, Kylie Jenner and Blac Chyna, that's his history. I don't see him with Avril Lavigne.
He's
and
her, his with taste
the
eclectic.
Guy from Nickelback, Maude's son, Tyga, like, they don't go together.
He ain't got no type. He clearly doesn't.
He's got a type. Big booty.
Avril Lavigne.
I'm talking about Kylie Jenner and Blac Chyna.
Okay, I was going to say.
I'm not talking about Avril.
I was going to say, like, if you were the flip of Avril, no, clearly the big booty and big lips.
You're proving my point. Avril doesn't fit the mold.
Well, that's why they didn't last.
Yes. Hello. Happy first day of summer, everybody. It is today.
Wepa.
And we are here for this weather. Bring it, baby.
I'm loving it. Even though I'm wearing sweatpants, I'm loving it.
I love it when it's hot. I'm with you. I wear, like, a sweatshirt to work, and then I go home, and I rip all my clothes off and put on a tank top and shorts. I'm like, woo, summer!
Walk out like, it's so hot, I'm sweating. I can't wait to get home and not be enclosed.
It's so true, man.
Facts.
All right. Well, first day of summer. Hope you enjoy the weather and the fantastic time we're having, because we fight all winter just to live like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we do it, and we're here. Coming up next, if you listen to the show, then yesterday you might have heard me talk about something I looked everywhere for my child.
Oh, yep.
It was a cheap toy that he really wanted, that we've all seen or played with at some time in our life.
It's nostalgic, too. You know it.
Yeah. So coming up next, we're going to talk about what that was if you missed it. And then we're going to talk about the toys we loved as kids that were garbage. And you know what I'm talking about.
No, all my toys are valid and classics.
Now, this toy he wanted is garbage, but we're going to get it for him. Yes, we are. What's to discuss next? Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Yeah, we are.
If you heard the show this week, I talked about how I was looking for a specific toy for Owen.
Right.
I looked everywhere. We went to Walmart, Target, and the Dollar Tree, and we could not find the little army men. You know, they're garbage, but they're great.
You know the ones. I mean, come
they're
on.
They're cheap.
Made famous by Toy Story, if you will. Because
that's a great
parachute,
reference.
Little, you throw them out the window, the parachute opens up, poof.
Well, my 11-year-old came home and said, I'm back into army men. I said, when were you into them? Because I bought them for you for Christmas one year, and you threw them all out. So I don't know what we're talking about here.
I thought
but
you hated those.
Okay, we're back into them. Fine. He said, I'm building a whole fort, and I got... I said, fine. Anything other? DZ, when they want something other than tech, I'm like, you got it.
You got it, kid.
You want to use your imagination as a toy? Say less.
Oh, you want a 3D printer? Bet.
Done. So we looked all over for these army men. I couldn't believe we couldn't find the tube of army men anywhere.
You went to 3 different stores and no luck.
And so we went to on Amazon. They're arriving today for him. But as somebody had said, go to Pick and Save, by the way, which was a thought I didn't even occur to me. Look in their random toy section.
Yeah.
So I will.
I forget they do have random little toys here. And there, yeah.
Another topic for another day. But it came down to us discussing toys that are garbage, because these army men, they're cheap, they're little, they cost nothing, and they always... I find one randomly on the ground, it ends up in the trash. Like,
yeah.
I don't even feel bad about throwing them away when I randomly find one, because there's 500
of them. Exactly. There's a whole thousand. There's a whole jar elsewhere. Don't worry
cheap.
About it. That one being gone. But those made me think that they really did come alive, because I don't remember leaving them all over the place, but they somehow remembered all. I remember them ending up all over the place. Maybe okay, my Woody. Childhood memory. No, I'm playing. But for real, I don't consider any of those toys trash. I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you consider trash?
All of my toys are collector's items.
Yeah, right.
Those army toys are collector's items.
Name a toy that was garbage that we loved as a kid.
Okay, I got a few.
What do you got?
You remember those Dracula teeth that we all used to get around Halloween?
Yeah.
Glow in the dark, garbage. White, trash.
But we loved them.
But we loved them.
And we still do.
To this day, don't let me find a pair of Dracula teeth. I'll put them in my teeth ASAP. ASAP. Blah, 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 blah. Boy.
That's a good one. The Dracula teeth and the army men, both garbage toys.
I loved them. Dog, those were arguably my favorite ever.
You know what toy I always loved that was garbage? It always broke no matter what I did.
What?
What's the thing? We were just talking about it last night, that you hit the ball on the paddle and you just hit it up because we had nothing else to do. So I would just play for hours.
Oh, that little paddle ball, right?
What's it called?
Little ping pong pad, the paddle with the ball
attached
to it.
You just hit the ball and the ball always breaks off with the string.
Yep.
Like it never stays on. Always. But damn, that game is fun, isn't it?
Oh, that was good.
And you know what else is garbage?
Tops.
Tops, every single toy you get when you go to an arcade, garbage.
Oh, yeah. Any plush, anything. All of those stupid sticky hands used to come out the 25-cent machine. Mm-hmm. Ooh, those were my favorite, too, though. You slap the homies with them. You see how far you can reach them.
Pow. So much garbage. We loved. I know what my kids get all the time that's garbage. They get them, no offense to my dentist and every other doctor that gives them, those little rubber duckies. This big.
Oh,
they're
what?
Tiny, and they end up in they end up nowhere. Like, we have them all, they give them to them at the doctor, and then they end up all over the place.
You got
to
collect them all. That's what you do with those.
They never end up in the bathtub. I'll tell you that.
Oh, no.
They end up all over the house and then in the trash.
Mm-mm.
But the kids love them for a hot minute.
Memory unlocked. I don't know if you remember these. Allie, I used to love these as a kid. Talking about those little quarter machines that you used to put the quarters in, spin it, and it'd give you a toy or a candy.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the homies dolls? The little itty bitty homies.
Homies dolls.
Yeah, look up homies toys. They used to have plenty little vatos, all like the whole barrio, all Latino.
Homies.
Yep. And they'd be in different poses. They had cholos. I used to love those.
I have never seen these. It says homies are a series of 2-inch plastic collectible figurines representing various Mexican-American characters.
Yep, the homies dolls, all the vatos, the whole barrio in that mug, and you tried to collect them all. Oh, these were old. These was from when I was a kid.
Mm.
Talking about
1998. Oh, yeah.
This is a 90s babies thing right here. I remember
was in college.
I was a child. I love the homies dolls. Those were dope. One of my favorites.
Cheap toys that were garbage, but we still loved them as kids. I was saying the army men my kids are into.
Yep.
DZ brought up
a list.
A list of multiple toys. I mean, my mind is going crazy right now.
Can you tell I love toys?
Well, we were just at the arcade too the other day, and I was telling the kids, they were like, can we get candy with our tickets? I go, yeah, because all the toys are garbage, but you can get whatever you want.
Get whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Get the Chinese finger traps. Get that little finger trap. Get your finger stuck in that mad boy.
Oh, it's on. All right, 414-533-1037. We are going to take your calls and your texts next on whatever toy you said is garbage. It always ends up in the garbage, but it's fun for a hot minute.
And you love it for always.
Yes, toys from our childhood that are trash. Talking about toys that were garbage when we were kids, but boy, did we love them.
Trash toys, huh?
Army men, that was the start of this, because that's what Owen's back into, and man, are those things garbage, but I'll get them for you because they're cheap. Why not, kid? You like them.
I want to go find some army men now. I ain't even going to lie. He's got me feeling like I'm missing out on the army situation. I want to get some for Sammy.
The package of 500 is on the way, and I will give you 100.
Okay, bet.
You don't need to go buy any. I've got plenty.
I want 50 of each side, though. I want to equal army.
Fine. Fine. I bet you we have them in the giant 10 I just ordered online.
Okay, fine. We can wait.
And we're not talking about the fun G.I. Joe army.
Oh, no.
We're talking about the cheap little Toy Story ones.
The hut. Them. Though, you know the ones. The ones that you step on and go beep, beep, beep.
It's the worst. It's like stepping on a Lego. All right. Lisa's in Economowalk this morning because we are talking about toys that were garbage when we were kids, but did we love them. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Good. You sound so bubbly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She said she's a first-time caller.
So the coffee.
It's
coffee. Always the coffee.
Mm-hmm. Listen, Lisa, I want to know what toy you want to contribute today. We're talking about toys that were garbage when we were kids, but man, we loved them.
I would like to contribute the Slinky.
That Slinky is not garbage.
Allie got immediately offended.
It's straight trash.
It's straight. Come
on. Up in the toy box and be mangled when my kids play with it again.
It would go down the stairs five times tops, and then one of the rings. Yup, one of the rings would just blink, bend, and boom, it was over.
You're right.
Then it was over. Yeah, exactly.
And they have giant Slinkies now. Yeah. I saw the other day, and I went, "Oh, that's nice," and I kept moving. Didn't stop to buy one. I'm like, "Oh, who knew? Great." The Slinky.
Send me that link. I might buy it.
You know what? The Army Men and the Slinky Dog from Toy Story are highly offended right now.
I know they are. Sammy loves his Slinky toy.
Their feelings are hurt.
Right. Said it was trash.
Lisa,
what?
Don't be
a
stranger.
Welcome. Have a great day, guys.
You too. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
She made it through her first call to Kiss FM. Boom. She made it. All right. Julie is a regular. She's already called 5 days in a row. She's got her own theme song. Julie in Oak Creek, welcome to the show. Good morning, Julie. Hi.
Let it go.
Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us, what is your contribution?
I sound a little off. Sorry.
Why?
She's been since 3 a.m.
So. Oh, goodness.
Why? She's been up since 3 a.m.
I have no idea. I don't have a clue.
Ooh, that insomnia hit. Sometimes it'd be like that.
Oh, she's like slap happy tired right now. She's like wacky. Oh,
so she definitely got a toy to entertain her. Yeah. What toy did you bring to the hangout today?
So Lisa took mine. I was going to say Slinky, but I did have a second one, which was those little super balls.
The irony that you brought this up. The irony that you brought this up.
Like crazy, and my kids thought they were hilarious, and then you would lose them, and you would be super upset until you spent another 25 cents for a new one.
Yeah. Right. They're tiny. They're the size of, like, you know, your, I don't know, what's a good example?
They're like the size of a big grape.
A big grape, thank you. And you bounce them, and they, like she said, they bounce like crazy.
Mega bounce, too. Yeah. I never knew they were called, like, a super bounce ball, you know what I mean?
Super ball.
Or a super ball.
Super ball.
Right.
This got brought up last night in our improv class.
Yep,
he said the topic was Super Ball, and I looked at the instructor and I go, "What's Super Ball?" So the fact that you just said this today is even weirder that we've said it twice now in 12 hours.
Right. Do you know our improv teacher?
Are you him?
Random. No, I'm not.
We know.
Those were the cheap, cool toys too, though.
I still love those balls.
Yep.
But yeah, once they bounce up and they're gone, they're gone. See you later.
They roll the wrong way. You don't keep your eye on that. It's over. You got to get a new one. Hey, 25 cents though.
Hey, Julie, thanks for calling.
You bet. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
She's losing it. She didn't even hear me say bye.
She said, huh?
What? Oh,
okay. Bye.
Last but not least, Shannon is in New Berlin this morning. Shannon.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Allie and DZ.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. We talking toys.
We're getting nostalgic over here. Bring it up. Toys that were garbage that we still love. What do you got?
Okay, all right. I had Slinky as well, but I also have the backup, and the backup being the Barrel of Monkeys.
Yes!
You remember those?
I forgot. Yeah, of course.
And they always ended up everywhere, like the stupid army men, everywhere in the house. And I stepped on them and got mad. And they came in the stupid tube, and then
all
you played
linked together.
All the monkeys jumping on the bed. And then it went together with that song that my kids sang for 4 years straight. How many monkeys jumping on the bed?
No one fell off and bumped his head.
Oh,
the little chain link monkeys.
The monkeys were garbage, and they still exist, but we loved them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow, that's such a good one.
That was a great one. That was a birthday party favor for sure.
Can I just top it off with one more, y'all?
Yes.
Y'all remember all the fast food toys that everybody wanted, no matter what it was? It could have been the trashiest of trash toys. Little fake Tamagotchis,
garbage.
Fake robot dog,
garbage.
A little Rugrats watch. Did not matter. We loved it to this day.
I have thrown out 5,000 Happy Meal toys, and every parent is with me on this one. They know. We go through the toys and we separate them and throw them out when nobody's looking. And then they get replenished again because we don't want to cook that week, and we go to McDonald's and get the Happy Meal. And you know it's true, DZ. That's why you're laughing.
I'm getting a glimpse into my future.
You're going to be clearing out McDonald's Happy Meal toys for the rest of your life, my friend. Get ready.
It's just a matter of whether they're going to be mine or my kids.
Mark them my words, my friend.
Oh, yeah,
thanks for calling, Shannon.
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks. Have a great day, you guys.
You too. Bye.
Right, well, let me know how the Happy Toy collection goes for you, because trust me, the day will come.
Oh, I feel like the day's already here.
Well, get ready. It's going to keep coming. Kiss FM. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.